This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. CPN, UML and Janata Samajwadi Party hold discussion regarding power sharing. Both sides say the talks going towards a positive direction. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announces commencement of specialist renal treatment services in the country soon. Health Ministry says more than 827,000 senior citizens receive anti-COVID vaccine, and US President Joe Biden set to order US states to make all adults eligible for COVID-19 vaccinations. Now the news in detail. CPN, UML and Janata Samajwadi Party said that talks held with Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli were positive. A meeting was held between Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and senior leaders of Janata Samajwadi Party at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwatar yesterday evening. Talking to media persons after the meeting, leader Laxman Lal Karna said that yesterday's meeting was positive and further discussion would be held at the task force level on Sunday. Yesterday's meeting concluded with an agreement to hold further discussion about between task force of the two sides. A task force has been formed by CPN UML with Subhas Nembang, Vishnu Prasad Baudel and Razan Bhattarai as members. Similarly, a task force comprising leaders Sarbendranath Sukla and Laxman Lal Karna has been formed by Janata Samajwadi Party for the same. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has announced that specialist renal treatment services will start in Nepal soon. Addressing a mourning process organized to aware people about kidney-related disease on the occasion of World Kidney Day yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the specialist services would be initiated soon to ease the treatment of the kidney-related diseases without hassle. Saying kidney diseases might attack anyone, Prime Minister Oli urged people pay attention to daily activities, including food intake, to keep the kidney healthy. The celebration of the World Kidney Day began in 2006, and this year the day has been marked across the world with the theme of living well with kidney disease. Currently, about 850 million people are estimated to have been suffering from kidney disease across the world. The Ministry of Health and Population has said more than 827,000 senior citizens have received the COVID-19 vaccinations as of now. Addressing the press briefing at the Ministry yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam confirmed the administration of 46% vaccines as of the target set for the second phase. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has reported 97 new corona infection cases in the past 24 hours with 6 recoveries. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 275,000 infected people, more than 271,100 have recovered from the infection. The ministry did not report any corona-related deaths yesterday. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmal Sinha has asserted that the parliament should be run in the political party's consensus, laying foundation stone for a 15-bed hospital at a Thuli Pokhari of Kushma municipality in Parbat district yesterday. Timmal Sinha urged the political parties to remain alert so as to not create an environment that would lead to dissolution of parliament. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said the fresh election was the solution of the derailed political course. In a press meet yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel urged all to be ready for a fresh election to give outlay to the derailed political course in the country. On another note, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel opined to go for party unity between CPN, UML and CPN Maoist Centre following a new development after the court's verdict. The Kathmandu Patyaka Khanepani Limited, KUKL, has made a plan to distribute drinking water from the Melamji project from the 4th week of March. The KUKL has said the ongoing tunnel test may take additional 2 to 3 months to complete the entire task. KUKL in charge Milan Shakya shared that testing of water processing center would be undertaken after the completion of the tunnel test. As shared by the KUKL, water will be channelized to both new and old ponds after the completion of test of the center. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कूल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the dates. Hundreds of climbers are set to return to Mount Everest for the first time next month under strict conditions as the world's tallest peak reopens after a year of closure due to the coronavirus pandemic. Director of the Tourism Department, Meera Acharya, shares the media that more than 300 foreign climbers are likely to attempt to scale the 1,849-meter mountain in the peak climbing season beginning in April. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to order U.S. states to make all adults eligible for COVID-19 vaccinations. He is set to announce the move during a speech on Thursday evening. Current measures in place to prioritize people by ease underlying health conditions will be removed, officials told U.S. media before the speech. The number of places where people can be vaccinated will be increased, with veterinarians and dentists also allowed to vaccinate people. The speech will take place just hour after the president signed $1.9 trillion economic relief bill that marks an early legislative victory for his administration. The president is also due to say that Americans could be able to hold small gatherings to celebrate Independence Day on 4th July, but only if people adhere to social distancing measures and get vaccinated. The gatherings would also have to be held outside. The UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar accused the country's military for the killing of at least 70 people since protests erupted against its power grab in February, citing growing evidence of crimes against humanity, including murder, persecution and torture. Talking about a horrible truth, the human rights investigator Thomas Andrews told the UN Human Rights Council on Thursday that the country of Myanmar is being controlled by a murderous illegal regime. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Bagmati province, Kandiki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far West province and the hilly regions of the rest of the province. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 27.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. CPN, UML and Janata Samajwadi Party hold discussion regarding power sharing. Both sides say the talks going towards positive direction. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announces commencement of specialist renal treatment services in the country soon. Health Ministry says more than 827,000 senior citizens receive anti-COVID vaccine. And US President Joe Biden set to order US states to make all adults eligible for COVID-19 vaccinations. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.